Hey everyone, welcome to day 12. My name is Pastor Wayne, and today I'm going to be talking about making room for peace. And I'll be reading from the passage out of John, and it's John 14, verse 27. Life can feel loud. Our thoughts run faster than our bodies. Our calendars stay packed, and our hearts carry worries we don't always speak out loud. Yet, in the middle of all this pressure, Jesus offers a gift we deeply need. And in John 14, 27, he says, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid." Those words were spoken to the disciples at a moment filled with uncertainty. Jesus was preparing them for his departure. They did not know what the future would look like, but Jesus wanted them to know this: his peace will remain with them. And this same promise reaches us today. The peace Jesus gives is not the kind the world offers. The world offers peace that depends on circumstances, quiet moments, solved problems, and predictable days. But that kind of peace changes quickly. One unexpected phone call or difficult conversation can make it disappear. Jesus says he gives peace not as the world gives it. His peace remains even in hardship, disappointment, or change. To make room for his peace, we must slow down and recognize that it is a gift, not a reward. Jesus does not say, "Work for my peace," or "Prove you deserve it." He simply says, "My peace I give to you." We receive it by faith. But Jesus also gives us a choice. "Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid." The word "let" matters. It reminds us that anxiety does not have to lead us. Fear does not have to rule us, and trouble does not have to own us. We cannot always silence our circumstances, but we can choose which voice we trust. Making room for peace might mean releasing control of things we cannot change. It might mean turning off noises so we can hear God's whisper. It might mean praying when we'd rather panic, worshiping when we're weary, or resting when our minds say keep running. Peace comes when we remember that Jesus is present, not distant. He doesn't promise a life without storms, but he does promise himself within them. So today, make room. Tell fear it no longer gets the first word. Let the peace of Jesus fill the places where worry tries to live. Let's pray. Jesus, your peace is a gift, and today I choose to make room for it. Quiet my heart where it is troubled. Drive out fear that keeps me from trusting you. Teach me to receive your peace, not as the world gives, but as only you can give. Amen. Man, thank you so much for joining me for day 12 of our 21 days of prayer. I'm so excited for day 13.